Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, don't mistake his kind and gentle tone as one of love and support.
Are you okay? You need a kiss?
Here's Rick Stacy with the Sunny Update.
All right, so we got one dead, 13 injured, this big explosion in Massachusetts.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, like how many buildings there smoke?
It was like 70 different explosions across like two cities.
That's nuts.
When you look at the map, like they have like a Google Maps with all kinds of pins in each location. It's just like somebody sprinkled pepper on it, just everywhere.
North of Boston, Lawrence, North Andover, and many towns.
At this time, the focus remains on ensuring the public safety.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Boring. Spokespeople. Could you imagine? I mean, what caused it? Just gas? Was it a gas leak?
I mean, it's some kind of gas explosion, but they're going to get to the bottom of it and find the responsible parties.
Right. So. All right. Hey, so pots washing up on Flagler Beach, and this kills me. It really kills me. I don't know why. It just does.
We had about 100 pounds wash up that we have collected. So it's all packaged the same. From what we're hearing in the other counties also. I can only speculate that it's probably from a boat that went down that was trying to smuggle would be my guess.
It's such a... Right now, we don't have recreational marijuana legalized here in Florida, but we do have legalized rec weed where? In Oregon, Washington?
Colorado? No? California?
Yeah, Colorado.
California's still medical, but it's, you know, doesn't
Washington,
matter.
Washington,
D.C., it's not.
Vegas.
So over there, it's like, oh, the pot store, let's go to get some weed. You know, everybody's like, it's like going to get wine. You know,
a friend of mine lives in L.A., and he said his boss took him into one because he's like, I got to make a stop. He said it's the most sterile place you walk in, and it's just like going into like a CVS. He's like, you walk in, and he's like, all right, what kind you want? He's like, I can't believe I'm just walking in and just buying this.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Nobody refers to it as,
It's like going to the bank in Denver, honestly. When you go in there, you stand in line behind the little ropes and wait for it to your turn up at the window. And then you go up there and they're like, what would you like?
And then they
have
all
the things to eat. Here's all the things to smoke. Here's all the stuff for all that.
They have the cutesy names and everything.
Yeah.
But here, because it's not legal yet, it's a drug.
Yeah.
And these are evil people. You know, and they act like this is the biggest crime of the century. This is their last chance.
It's not like crack cocaine washed up on shore.
No, it's just some,
here's more with
it's
the
not even good reefer.
Here's the sheriff. Well, it's our chance to catch these hippie freaks. There hasn't been hippie freaks since the 70s, sir.
Witnesses called us, gave us a description of the person putting their backpack and was fleeing the area, and now they're going to stay at our hotel.
Oh, aren't you something? They're going to stay in a hotel, those hippie freaks, with their marijuana.
I mean, what do you expect? 100 pounds of pot washes on shore, and you don't think some kid's going to try to grab some and run?
Like I said, on Washington, it'll be like, oh, so they're just taking some souvenirs. Here it's like, those druggies with their long hair trying to get them drugs.
Who are you, Sam Elliott?
I don't know, but the joke's on them. I've seen the weed that they pull out of those packages. Don't look good.
Is it all like
a bunch of oregano?
It's like brown brick weed. Like, you don't want to smoke that.
You can try to say that.
Oh, now he's going to do the sheriff on what's that sheriff on YouTube. You can try to run, boy.
You can try to say that you're just doing XYZ. More than likely, you're going to go to jail.
That's right. We can't wait to lock your ass up, druggie. Damn druggies.
Sheriff Deputy Dog gonna find you. I'll take a bite out of that crime. I tell you what.
Sheriff Deputy Dog. We're gonna get arrested.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well.
Flow, 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 flow. The South is saturated. Flow, 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 flow. The South is saturated.
All right, time for Idiots in the News.
Yay.
150 people. These are the folks that were on the TV yesterday saying, well, hey, I'm not. It's the same guy. I'm not leaving now.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with my homestead with a gun.
Yeah, this is my home. I'll shoot that hurricane right there in the derriere. So the people that stayed, this is the one that kills me. This is a single mother with three beautiful children. Is number one irresponsible, number two maroon. Okay, here she is. Ready? They asked her. The hurricane's about to crash down on Wilmington.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a direct correlation between the wind speed and the amount of flooding that you necessarily will get. The winds still are pretty high, though. We've had several reports of wind.
Yeah, whatever. That's not the guy I wanted. Where's the things with the thing?
The things with the thing.
Here it is. I found it.
Oh,
okay, this is the mother with the kids.
Will you stay?
Why are you not leaving, you irresponsible you-know-what?
Will you stay here?
You're going to stay here, Charlie?
We're going to color. We're just going to... Try and stay safe.
I'm sorry, little girl. It's going to be hard to color with your mother screaming on the roof of her house
right, with
the helicopter trying to, you know.
Wouldn't you rather leave? I know it's downgraded to a hurricane, like a category one now, but wouldn't you rather leave? By the time it downgrades, you should already be gone and you have to take the chance. I would rather leave and then nothing happen and come back and be like, phew, dodge that one.
This lady wouldn't have left no matter what, which I don't know why she is. Why are you not arresting people like this? She's got three little kids.
I know. But then you get some jackass that's like, I told you, you guys all panicked for nothing. I stayed here and it was only a one. Everybody overreacted.
It was a mandatory evacuation and she's going to stay. Why are you staying, dum-dum?
We have several neighbors staying put. We feel like there is some strength in numbers.
There's strength in numbers. So I guess her and her neighbors are going to stand on the shore.
And Mother Nature's going to go, oh, crap, I didn't realize you had so many people. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah, sorry. My 50-foot wave will never be able to take you guys down. What am I thinking?
Here's a guy at the docks, the marina, and he lives in his boat.
Well, we live here. So, yes, we will be staying here.
What? It could be like George Clooney in Perfect Storm.
Dude, I mean, I don't know why you'd be on your boat. I'd be throwing up. I guarantee 10 minutes in, he gets tossed or pukes. But... there's a special hotline you can call, though.
Is there? Let me call.
Yeah, preparedness hotline.
Give me the number. There, hold on a second. Let's dial that up.
Thank you for calling the Hurricane Hotline. For tips on how and when you should prepare, press 1.
Right.
What? Are you crazy? Haven't you evacuated yet? Don't you know there's a hurricane coming? If you just called this hotline, you're a moron. Get out. Get out and run as fast as you can. Get into your car and start driving. Get out of town. There's a hurricane. Why are you still there?
Thank you for calling the Hurricane Hotline.
Rick Stacy in the morning.